Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants will play their fifth game of the season on Sunday night in Green Bay against the Packers. Back-to-back primetime games. Now, last Monday didn't go according to plan for the Giants as they lost in Minnesota 24-10. But it's a new week, different challenges, different set of circumstances. And as coaches and players will tell you, it's a whole new set of opportunities to correct things that went wrong in the previous two losses. So you take a look at this game. The Packers are coming off their bye. They're 2-1. We know about Aaron Rodgers. We know about Jordy Nelson. We know about the high-octane offense that the Packers have. Now, they haven't played to those numbers. If you look at where they rank in league standings, they're kind of low in numbers. But it's a very small sampling. They haven't even played a quarter of their season yet. So I wouldn't worry so much about their numbers and think you can go to the bank on that stuff. Priority number one is going to have to be to tune down Eddie Lacy. He's the big physical running back who didn't have a great year last year, but has gotten off to a much better start this year. If the Giants do not choke off that run game, and now Aaron Rodgers has the whole playbook, and he can get out of the pocket, run around, and throw across his body and make all those plays, the Giants are going to find themselves having a long night on Sunday at Lambeau Field. So they got to try to make Green Bay one-dimensional, first and foremost. We go to the other side of the ball. The Packers give up 307 yards a game in the air. Yeah, they have the number one ranked rush defense, and yards per carry is number one. But the Giants can't fall in love with just the pass game. They've got to establish a running game and establish a point of physicality against Green Bay's defense. They've got to run it effectively and have proper volumes of runs. I know all Giant fans are saying, hey, just go throw it all over the place. They're not good in pass defense. That would be a big mistake. The Giants need to win at the point of attack, be physical on both sides of the line, and the rest will take care of itself. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa with Papa's Perspective.